you know, people always print out, oh, this is the top 100 search terms, right? We know it's Britney Spears or now it's Tiger Woods or whatever.
Right, yeah.
And people always focus on the top. That's not the place to look. If you're an entrepreneur, look to the bottom.
Right.
And ask yourself, what's on that list for the first time that has never been on the list before?
Right.
Because by the time it floats to the top,
trend, yeah,
it's too late.
Right.
You know, by the time it floats to the top, you can't capitalize on it. Well, I saw this thing called MP3.
Huh.
You know, popped on the list. And my analysis was quite simple. It was like, I don't care what it is. I'm going to go create an MP3 site and get more search users. I'm just going to use it as a marketing engine for files.com. You know, so I didn't care. It could have been Barbie clothes, could have been, you know, guns. It didn't matter. Well, it turns out it was digital music, right?
Right.
So there's four guys in the company. I tell my guy, hey, you know, my sales guy, hey, go find an MP3 website and I'll buy it and I'll go get a good domain. Because at the time, it was really underground.
Right.
You know, it was just...
MP3s, people didn't even know what that meant.
No.
And people were using WAV files. And
right. And people were used to Real Audio, which had...
Real Audio.
You know,
pretty horrible. Yeah.
Terrible quality and stuff like that. So I looked to see, all right, what domain? I don't know. Let me try mp3.com, right?
Right.
So I try it, and damn, it's registered. So I go to it. Nothing pops up, you know? And this would have been 1997 before people like kind of did domain, you know...
prospecting.
Exactly. So I thought this was something big. I could see it moving up my charts. So I sent an email to the guy to buy it. I said, hey, well, I want to buy mp3.com. And he writes back, what are you going to do with it? Well, I wasn't really sure.
Right.
So I said, I'm going to create an mp3 information site. And he writes back to me, what's mp3? Now, at this point, I'm puzzled. Because, again, this is before domain prospecting. And I say, well, it's this audio compression for music. But if you didn't know what mp3 is, why did you register it?
Right.
And he writes back and says, and this will take you way back.
Right.
Initially, when you registered domain name, there was only one place to get it from. It was called Internic.
Internic, yeah.
Yeah, run by Network Solutions. And when you registered a domain name, they would assign you a username. And
right.
Your username was your initials.
And the number incrementing.
Yeah. And so I was MR121, apparently the 121st guy
with MR.
MR. Well, he registered a domain name. They wrote back to him and said, you're MP3. And he says, well, while I'm here, I'll register that too. Complete whim. You know, no idea what it was. Yeah, I mean, crazy.
Crazy.
That's engineer, right?
Yeah.
So I send him, you know, I say, hey, I'll pay you $1,000. Now, this, it may not sound like a lot of money now, but back in 1997, before people bought and sold domains,
And
I had just had a flame out company. I had just moved into a new house. I had no furniture in my house. I'm driving an 87 beat up car. I have a brand new baby. I have no health insurance. You know, $1,000 was a lot of money.
Right.
You know, I go home to my wife. I say, hey, honey, I bought a new domain today. And she said, what'd you buy? MP3.com. What'd you pay? $1,000.
She's like, what?
She's like,
diapers, formula, car seat, stroller.
That's two consonants in a number. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
But no, it's going to be big.
It's going to be huge.
Big,
it could be huge.
Right? And so I turn on mp3.com, the domain name, right? We end up buying an mp3 website called mp3 Shopping Mall, which was run by a 16-year-old out of the Netherlands. And I just changed the name to mp3.com. I turn it on.
Boom.
The first day, 10,000 unique visitors. And all I did was turn it on.
Right.
You know. Now, meanwhile, files, which I had been marketing like a crazy man, you know, cross links and putting my search box everywhere and all this stuff, was getting 35,000 to 50,000 uniques a day, which you know was a lot for 1996-ish. But here's a new site with no marketing whatsoever, 10,000 people that first day, and you know we didn't send out a press release or anything. And I thought, whoa, something big is happening here. And I need to get in front of it. And that's really what led me to MP3.